After an hour or so, the light faded away, and they found themselves stumbling along in the darkness. Dorothy could not see at all, but Toto could, for some dogs see very well in the dark. And the Scarecrow declared he could see as well as by day. So she took hold of his arm and managed to get along fairly well.
"If you see any house or any place where we can pass the night," she said, "you must tell me, for it is very uncomfortable walking in the dark."
Soon after, the Scarecrow stopped.
"I see a little cottage at the right of us,"
he said,
"built of logs and branches. Shall we go there?"
"Yes, indeed,"
answered the child.
"I am all tired out."
So the Scarecrow led her through the trees until they reached the cottage, and Dorothy entered and found a bed of dried leaves in one corner. She lay down at once, and with Toto beside her, soon fell into a sound sleep. The Scarecrow, who was never tired, stood up in another corner and waited patiently until morning came.